Good morning, usually meant for nights and to put you sleep, but today let's start the day with a story, shall we? Chickens in a poultry farm in northeast France are suspected of killing a fox that tried to sneak into their coop. The fox is thought to have entered the hen house at an agriculture school at dusk last week and became trapped inside by light-controlled automatic hatch doors that close when the sun goes down. Now, students of the school in Brittany discovered the fox's body the following morning when making their rounds to check on the chickens. There in the corner, we found this dead fox. Pascal Daniel, the head of farming at the school, told AFP, there was a herd instinct and they attacked him with their beaks. Okay, now that we are done with this power of unity story, even amongst the chicken, let's head to Mahagathbandhan, Mahathakbandhan, coalition partners, etc., etc. Why? Because those who have glass windows in their houses should not throw stones at their neighbor's window, or so goes the cliched saying. But in this case, it is good to highlight that those who have been rallying against Mahagathbandhan, calling it khichdi and whatnot, themselves now have 29 alliance partners. I mean NDA. So whichever way we head, there is bound to be a khichdi. Now it's up to all of us to decide whether to take the poisonous khichdi or a slightly uncooked khichdi. Why uncooked? Because the opposition just doesn't seem to be getting its act together. Or at least, it seems that way. It is 13th March 2019, and while Behen Mayawati has pulled the curtain on the alliance talks with Congress, not just in UP but across the country, in a statement BSP Supremo Mayawati said, it is being made clear again that the Bahujan Samaj Party will not have any electoral alliance with the Congress in any state. The announcement came at the backdrop of the Gandhis trying to reclaim the Gandhi in Gujarat with the Congress Working Committee gathering. Priyanka Gandhi's first ever political rally outside the Gandhi family constituencies in Uttar Pradesh followed her debut in the CWC meeting yesterday. Your vote is your weapon. Make the right decision. Ask the right questions. Those who talk about fitrat, which is nature, the fitrat of this country is to seek the truth. The fitrat of this nation is to blow away the winds of hate with love, said the 47-year-old Priyanka, using a word that Prime Minister Modi had used quite recently at a rally. Also in Ahmedabad, Prime Minister Modi had said, "Chun chun ke hisab lena meri fitrat hai. It is my nature to avenge every wrong doing." She also made her debut on Twitter yesterday as she took to quoting the first Gandhi, not of the family though, in the simple dignity of Sabarmati, the truth lives on. Well, from Behen Mayawati and Sister Priyanka, we head to the one called Didi and her masterstroke. If there were any doubts about who is walking the talk, then have no doubts, the round is going to Mamata Didi. Expressing confidence that Trinamool would win all the 42 seats in Bengal, Banerjee reiterated her Modi Hatao Desh Bachao slogan. Now will she do it? Well, with some Mamata, of course. The healing touch of 41% women reserve seats for women. A key draw in the Trinamool's list of candidates is the 41% representation of women, going past Odisha Chief Minister and Biju Janata Dal leader Naveen Patnaik's Sunday list, which reserves 33% party tickets for women. As many as 17 of the 42 Trinamool candidates are women, and she has the Tolly Gunj backing her up as well, or she is backing it. Difficult to see through her sometimes. Two of the new candidates are from the Tolly Gunj film fraternity, Nusrat Jahan and Mimi Chakrabarty, which takes the list of stars from the Trinamool camp to 5. Because former actor and TMC MP Munmun Sen, who contested from Bankura in 2014, will be contesting this time from Asansol against singer and BJP minister Babul Supriyo. But she knows how to end speeches with something to chew on, and she didn't disappoint this time as well. According to Mamata, she thinks Modi is planning another strike in April, and that is why these elections are so stretched out. We will have to wait and watch, but political probability might make this a reality. And from realities of Indian politics, we head to flights, not a fantasy, but we are talking about the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. It has been happening in Europe and several other countries, and despite SpiceJet feeling unease on the money it will lose, the decision to ground these planes comes after a number of countries, including Singapore, Indonesia, UK, France, Germany, amongst others, who have decided to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, old pal of Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg, has decided not to ground the planes. And before we head to international news, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands administration and the Dehradun-based Wildlife Institute of India are at loggerheads over whether saltwater crocodiles should be culled or not. Citing the growing number of crocodile attacks on tourists, the administration of Andaman and Nicobar Islands had last year requested the central government to delist the saltwater crocodiles, or salties as they are referred to, from Schedule 1 of the Wildlife Protection Act 1972. While World Wildlife Institute of India thinks that 200 male salties spread over 2,500 square kilometers isn't a threat to humans there. The administration, however, says it is harming tourism. And while we are on loggerheads, let's head to international territory. Well, the divorce date is so near that sitting here in India, it gives me the jitters, and we're not even going to get impacted. Well, British lawmakers crushed Prime Minister Theresa May's European Union divorce deal yesterday, thrusting Britain deeper into crisis and forcing Parliament to decide within days whether to back a no-deal Brexit or seek a last-minute delay. Lawmakers voted against May's amended Brexit deal by 391 to 242 as her last-minute talks with EU chiefs on Monday to assuage her critics' concern ultimately proved fruitless. What was not fruitless was Juventus spending that much money on Ronaldo, and even Ronaldo said it after his hat-trick earlier this morning, that Juventus bought me for this, it was a magical night, said the striker as he grabbed a hat-trick against his favourite opponents Atletico Madrid as the Italians overturned a two-goal first-leg deficit to win 3-0 and reach the Champions League quarterfinals. And that wasn't all. The night was so magical that I'm regretting having slept through it. Rampant Manchester City demolished a woeful Schalke 7-0 to complete a 10-2 aggregate win and become the third English side into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Now, all it needs is a Liverpool victory for it to be a full EPL house as they play Bayern Munich early tomorrow morning. That is all I have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with more of India's Women Power and Champions League Striking Power. Until then, have a great day ahead and thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.